Rory, it's Stephen here. I'm very happy to talk about Steve Jobs because he's someone I'm lucky enough to have known for some time. I don't think there is a human being on the planet who has been as influential in the last 30 years on the way culture has developed. I don't think there's anybody who has proved quite so conclusively that passion and taste and belief are more important than a hard business head. When he was fired by John Sculley in 1985 from the company that he and Steve Wozniak founded, it was one of the most extraordinary moments in a young industry. He had invented with Steve Wozniak the idea of the home computer with the Apple I and then the most successful Apple II. Then he'd produced the Mac, which had leapt forward in terms of a user interface, as you know, the menus, the mouse and everything else, while other computers were miles behind. Of course, he didn't invent that technology. It came from a Xerox research project. But he had the foresight to see this is where the future lay. I mean, you know, the idea that you have to be an inventor to be proven is nonsense. You know, Enzo Ferrari didn't invent the engine, nor did Rolls or Royce invent, the carburetor. It's how you implement it, and it's how you push it forward that is the mark of your contribution to this field. And Steve Jobs has always understood that as human beings, our first relationship with anything is as an emotional one. Architects understand this now. After all the horrors of the 60s, we understand completely that a sick building is a grey, horrible place in which people go to work with strip lighting and ghastly carpets and horrible atmosphere, and we don't tolerate it. He understood that computers are like buildings. People visit them every day. People log on and spend their lives inside an operating system, and he thought that they should be smooth and beautiful in the same way that a building could be witty and charming and delightful in a place you want to revisit. He understood that the object you hold in your hand, a device that connects you to people, isn't just a sum of its functions. It's something that should make you smile, that you should cradle, you should love, that you should have an emotional relationship with. And if people think that's pretentious, then the success of Apple is, in a sense, the proof of how wrong they are. What's been fascinating over the years, as you know, as a technology correspondent more than most, is the way it's divided society. It is quite extraordinary. I mean, people don't hate people because they drive a Ford rather than a Vauxhall. People aren't, you know, that obsessed about what kind of television is it a Sony or a Pioneer? Nobody cares. But when it comes to personal computing and it comes to devices, if you're an Android person or a BlackBerry person or something, and you think someone is an Apple person, you not only don't let them have their Apple, you have to attack them. You have to let them know how much you hate them and everything they stand for. And Steve Jobs, as well as being the most successful businessman really of his era, and the way he took Apple from a company that was on the floor in 1997 when he rejoined, and turned it round with Tim Cook, with Johnny Ive, with all the other people who made Apple what it is, it has divided society. Rather than people just saying, wow, gosh, that's pretty impressive, they've either become fanboys, as people perceive me to be, although in fact, as I hope you know, my love is for the whole field of technology, and I want Apple to be just one player in it, and I'd love every company to be as innovative and as stylish, and I have no personal exceptional loyalty to that company because it's Apple, but I'm not here to justify myself. I'm here to talk about a remarkable man, and in the end, when we think of I know, living in the age of Rockefeller or Henry Ford, which we can't do, people will look back on us and think this was the age of Steve Jobs when he changed the world. He changed the cultural landscape. It's not just a technological achievement. It is in the same way that, the full development of the motor car utterly altered the way human beings lived. So the way he turned computing into a really personal, enjoyable experience that you can have a direct physical encounter with, and took it down to small devices like the iPhone and a whole new fields like the iPad. And he did it with passion. He did it with taste. There will always be people who for some reason have it in for him. But I mourn his leaving the world of computing with the directness of contact that he's had. As a man I would like to call a kind of friend, I just am deeply saddened at the thought that he might be too ill to carry on. And I think it marks a remarkable moment in the history of our time. There are few more important people on the planet. And if I'd said that 10 years ago, you would have thought I was completely insane. So I've gone on far too long. You can't possibly play all of this on any of your sites, but I've just said what I felt I needed to say quickly off the top of my head. All the best.